our resource of the week continues our theme of, with an homage to Stephen Colbert, Know an ISP. Our ISP this week that we looked at was Xfinity and Comcast, another one of these merged ones. And just like with our prior discussion, it's sometimes hard to know, you know, if you come in as a we discussed this before in the context of Time Warner and Spectrum. Here we have Xfinity and Comcast, and you might have been a customer of one and not be sure which policies apply to you. So that problem seems to persist. I'm discerning some themes as I go through many of these privacy policies. The one that did definitely carry over here is there's not good demarcation between what policy applies to you. If you're an Xfinity customer, a Comcast customer, some of the language says one company or the other, one brand name or the other, but seems to apply to everyone. And the good thing to bear in mind with that is if there's confusion in these documents because of these mergers and people just haven't cleaned things up enough to make it clear, one good principle to note of contract interpretation is if the confusion is caused by the drafter of the documents, here the cable company itself, it's putting these things out there, if it harms the consumers, it's going to be construed against the cable company since they drafted the language and caused the confusion. That's how it should go anyway. So even if you can't figure out which policy applies to you, know that if you're doing your best, it should work in your favor. Second thing, another recurring theme is there are different policies for the web side of the company. They Xfinity.com/privacy is where you're going to find the privacy policy that applies to its web presence. But if you are a cable video, high-speed internet, phone, and communications and home securities services customer, any of those services, then you're going to go to a different place for your privacy policy that applies to all of those. And again, we're going to, since some of these links can be long, we're going to put them into our discussion points, and you can find all these after the show if you go there. What to tell you about what I learned here? There is a time, you have to be logged in. This seems to be another common theme. If you're going to log in to manage your privacy settings for your cable service, your high-speed internet service, once you've logged into your account, you go to the account page for you, and there's a tiny, tiny link. I think we have a picture of it somewhere that says Manage Advertising Preferences at that link. When you click that, you will find a screen that allows you to opt out of advertising advertising that's geared to your activity using the services. If you do that, you will not receive advertising based on your activity data. Again, just to further confuse things, when you pull up that window, it states that despite the fact that you went to the right policy and you're following all the right instructions, it states that it is for cable video customers and says nothing about high-speed internet, phone and communications, home security service, the other things. But again, I think those confusions are going to be resolved in your favor if push comes to shove. If you opt out, your advertising will not, they're going to continue to advertise to you, and they don't say that they're not going to continue to collect your activity data. What they say is that the advertising you receive will not be based on that activity data. Whether or not you opt out, interestingly, Comcast/Xfinity says it will not give your name or other identifying information to an advertiser without your express consent. I think they're violating the Tanya Foresight rule there by saying they will not give identifying information to an advertiser without your express consent. That's a loaded term and can mean many things these days, and can give rise to lawsuits. So, there's a tip for Comcast and Xfinity that they should listen to good privacy lawyers and maybe change the way that they're presenting that. There is then a completely separate page that you need to find and opt out there for email marketing. So if they have your email address and you don't want to be marketed to that way, you're going to have to take separate steps to do that. And then finally, remember we talked on previous shows where we've been featuring these ISP privacy policies about CPNI, that stands for Customer Proprietary Network Information. Every one of the ones we've looked at up until now gives you a link where you can do that online. Comcast and Xfinity do not. This is the information where one division of the company can use your personally identifiable information, not your activity data, to market, say, internet services to you if you're a cable company, that kind, or if you're a cable customer, that kind of thing. If you want to opt out of that with Xfinity or Comcast, you have to call 1-800-XFINITY to accomplish that. That's the only way to do it. And the other interesting thing about that CPNI data is they tell you that they may also combine that data, personally identifiable information, which we collect as described in this notice, blah, 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 with personally identifiable information obtained from third parties for the purpose of creating an enhanced database or business records. We may use this database and these business records for marketing, advertising, and other activities related to our cable service and other services. We also maintain records of research concerning subscriber satisfaction, et cetera, et cetera. So they are not just using their own information, they're saying that it's you're agreeing to their combining their whatever information they know about you with more personally identifiable information obtained from third parties, and that they're going to do that for marketing, advertising, and other activities, presumably only their own, that they're not going to use that enhanced database they're talking about here to sell to other parties, because they have said elsewhere, we will not give your name or other identifying information to an advertiser without your express consent. So what I come away from this with is a good plaintiff's lawyer could make a lot out of this. So, and number two, if you want to exercise your opt-outs, we have links to the precise pages at Xfinity and Comcast where you can do so if you look them up in our discussion points. So we will continue
can
on.
Can you go through that again?
Sorry?
Can you
yeah, no. Absolutely, 100% no.